This is Inside MSide, your favorite podcast for all things Morningside. Hear stories from students, alumni, faculty, and more about what makes the Morningside experience so special.
Welcome to this week's episode of Inside MSide. My name is Bailey Zupke. I'm the new Communications and Athletic Information Specialist here at Morningside. And this week we are speaking with first-gen students and faculty about what it means to be a first-gen student. As a first-gen student myself, I'm excited to get to talk with some of these students and faculty about their experiences. I'll let my first couple guests introduce themselves, where they're from, give us a little background information about themselves.
Okay, my name is Maddie Smith. I was born and raised in Dallas, Texas. I came from a big old family of seven. I have six younger siblings, and I am a freshman nursing major.
I am Skylar McDermott. I am a staff here at Morningside. I'm also a 21 grad. I'm from Anthon, Iowa, and my title here is social media and digital social media and digital content coordinator.
My name is Brianna Lux, and I am from Arcadia, Iowa. I came from a family of six, so four younger siblings, and I am a education major.
And so why is it important to, why are first-gen students important? Why is it important for you to be a first-gen student at Morningside or, in Skylar's case, a graduate as a first-gen student?
Personally, to me, I did it for my siblings. My mom and dad weren't able to go to have a full college experience because they had me younger, and I wanted to be the first one to show them, like, you can do it despite what's going on, because I went through a lot, like, my whole middle school through high school years, and I didn't think I was going to be able to get into college, and then I found Morningside, and I decided this would be what's best for them in the future, so, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, kind of different for me. So my older sister actually went to Morningside, so I kind of just followed in her footsteps. But it was important to both of us to kind of just be able to make our own path kind of in a way in which our parents didn't. So just having all kinds of opportunities at your fingertips, which Morningside gives greatly, it's just really special. Yeah.
So kind of the same thing with me. Both of my parents did not go to college. My dad went for a couple of years and then decided to go home once his father had passed on to take care of the farm. So just for me and for my family, I wanted to be the first one to show my younger siblings, like that they said, like, you can do it no matter what is going on. And just being the first in my family, it means a lot, just because my younger siblings do look up to me, and so I just wanted to show them that they can do it no matter what they're struggling with.
And for each of you, did you always know that you wanted to go to college, or was it something that kind of sprung on you in your high school years?
I personally, like, when I was younger, I wanted to be a nurse really bad, but as I got older, that desire kind of faded away because I was not in the best headspace, but college, it's always been there, like, in the background, just wanting to get out there and be able to help people. And then I learned I had to go to college to do that, so I did. Yeah,
I think our parents kind of placed that thought pretty early because they didn't go to college and they wanted us to have a better life than maybe they had. So I think pretty early they kind of put the thought in our head, and then it just kind of was always a part of the plan.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. Ever since I was little, playing college softball was always a dream. And so, of course, you would have to go to college to achieve that dream. And At first, when I was younger, I wanted to be a vet. But once I got more into high school and college, I realized that being a teacher and helping little kids and making a difference in their life is exactly what I wanted to do. So Morningside gave me the opportunity to play softball and to also become a teacher and help younger kids achieve their goals.
And Skylar, similar to what you said, I mean, my parents kind of had that same thought of, you know, we want our kids to have a better life than we did. Mm-hmm. My parents obviously not going to college. So kind of building off of that, how did that influence your decision to go to college?
I think just seeing my parents kind of have odd jobs and not like us, I mean, they had stable jobs, but like it was not a college degree kind of job. And that's kind of what I wanted to work towards, because there's just so much freedom that comes with a college degree. There's so many avenues you can go and so many things you can do with it. And so going in, I didn't want to be a teacher or nurse. I just kind of wanted to go to college. I really had no clue what I was going to do once I got here, but Morningside helps you figure that out, which is great. But yeah.
I definitely agree. Both of my parents, they work normal jobs and they didn't have college degrees. So like they said, they kind of pushed it on to us early because they wanted us to be successful in our lives. So when I first visited Morningside, I saw that they were the ones that could really push me to achieve my dreams and goals. So that's kind of why I picked Morningside.
For sure. And we did just have somebody join us here in the room. So I'll let you introduce yourself. If you want to make sure you can speak into a microphone here, I'll let you introduce yourself, give us a little background, what year you are, that kind of thing here at Morningside.
I'm Jorge Alvarado. I'm a freshman here at Morningside, and I'm from South Sioux City. That's right here in the community. And I am a business major, and I'm also a first-generation college student.
And to kind of catch you up on what we've been talking about, we just talked about like how our backgrounds have influenced our decision to come to college. So if you can maybe elaborate a little bit on, you know, why you decided to come to school and why you feel college is important and being a first-gen student is important.
I feel like it's really important, like, not only for myself, like, you know, bettering myself and just finding something to do in the world, you know, but also, like, for my parents. My parents sacrificed a lot to be here, and I believe that it's a good idea to take advantage of all of the opportunities that I have in this country. So,
for sure. I guess moving on from that, you know, why do you guys think getting a college education is important?
Well, for me, getting a college education is important because I need to learn the qualities of what a good teacher needs. I need to learn how to be there for my students and what curriculum to use. And so as being an elementary ed major, it's really important for me to know that so that I can go and help these kids, like, make a difference. Because especially in Sioux City with practicums, you can see that there are communities, like in our own community even, like students are struggling. They may only speak a little bit of English. And so just being there for them and knowing that maybe being at school is the best part of their day, and just being that positive role model for them is very important.
And we did just have somebody new join us here as people kind of come in and out throughout the show here. So just introduce yourselves, give us a little bit of background about who you are, what you're, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, my name is Jonathan. I'm a first-gen student. I actually work here at Morningside University. And I personally had the opportunity to go to a college here locally and get the opportunity to get something under my belt, you know, an associate's degree, and you know, I'm very thankful for the opportunity that I was given. Thanks to those that came before me, my parents, my siblings. You know, it's just going to college, going and getting a degree, getting an education, really does broaden your opportunities throughout life.
And for you, we've kind of talked about this a little bit already, but what about your background kind of makes you maybe more motivated to become a college student and now maybe help other people in that becoming a first-gen student?
Seeing the situation that my parents went through, my parents were both immigrants, and just getting that lecture as when you're growing up, hey, you know, you better go to school, better get yourself an education, or you're going to end up, you know, struggling a little bit more in life like me, you know. My parents, I remember growing up, my parents had pretty difficult jobs, not necessarily jobs that they wanted to spend the rest of their lives doing, but, I mean, they were all good, honest jobs, but they didn't have the opportunity to pick something that they wanted to do for the rest of their lives. So going to school, you know, getting yourself that education does help you, does give you that boost to actually want to do something that you want to do.
And opening it back up to the rest of you guys in the room here as well, how did going to college help you grow? You know, what are some of the experiences that you've experienced in college or when you were in college that allowed you to kind of get to where you are today?
I think just especially Morningside, it just makes you a more well-rounded person. I think in college, like, they're really formative years of your life where you can develop and form new opinions and all that, and being in such a nurturing place that, like, likes to help grow and nourish those opinions is great. And I think just at that age, it's just a really good place to be with kids that are your around your age, and you're just growing and learning all together. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, I'm here, I'm on softball and cheer here. And so both of those teams have kind of helped me grow as a person, and it kind of gave me the value of what hard work is and how to better time manage my everything that's going on in my life. And just juggling school, work, two sports, it can be a lot sometimes, but here at Morningside, I get so much available to me with tutors and faculty who are willing to put in the extra time outside of class to help me. So that's just kind of what personally is helping me grow as a student.
I really agree with what you said with the whole time management thing. I think it also really solidifies, commitment, like college in general. I think for a lot of employers, it really helps them see that you can stay on a path and stick to it and succeed at it, which many employers really like. And like she said, with the time management, it really helps you like build a schedule and be able to stick with it and be reliable.
Yeah, I believe going to college helps you grow up, helps you face reality, you know, not just depending on mom and pops all the time. It also gives you, the opportunity to branch out, you know, get to know other businesses here in town and stuff like that. Because when you're straight out of high school, you really don't know much. You don't have any of those connections. But going to college, getting yourself an education, I believe that part of the benefits there are, you know, your professors, they expose you to many other different businesses here in town, many different opportunities throughout, you know, around the area. And that's something that you really can't put a price on.
For Jonathan and Jorge, because we've asked Skylar and Brianna this already, did you guys know that you always wanted to go to college, or was it something that kind of sprung up later, you know, once you got into high school kind of thing?
Yeah, I think for me, I wasn't planning on going to college, honestly. I wanted to, you know, maybe just work, you know, right out of high school, you know, maybe get some money and then take a gap year. But, you know, like I said earlier, I think I really, like, it kind of just clicked in my mind that I really needed to take advantage of all the opportunities that I had. You know, my parents weren't so fortunate of being able to go to college and, you know, just dropping everything and going to college, you know, because it takes a lot on people, you know, and especially like if your parents are from like another country, those opportunities aren't always there. So I think, yeah, that click in my mind really just made me want to take advantage of the opportunities.
I, on the other hand, I feel like very very similar situation there as well too. My parents didn't get the opportunity to go to college, but I feel like I decided to go to college when I saw my sister make that same decision and the benefits that she reaped from that. She was able to get a job out of town, move to a bigger city, and get herself a little bit more put together. So I feel like that motivated me to, you know what, hey, if my sister did it, you know, I can give it a shot too, and hopefully I get something out of it as well.
And for the two students in the room, what has been the biggest challenge for you so far in college?
Well, that's a tough one. I think definitely like my freshman year, it was the time management, but like especially as I'm getting older and going through more of everything, it's getting better. But the other thing is like just finding the time to go home and like be with my family, but at the same time, they're only a phone call away. And I'm sure my mom gets annoyed with the hundreds of FaceTime calls every day. But like I said, they're just a phone call away. And if I'm ever in any trouble, they would be here in a heartbeat. Like, I live 2 hours away, and I'm sure they can make it in under an hour. So I can always rely on them when I'm going through a hard time, so.
I think the biggest thing, I feel like I've been pretty good at just balancing everything, you know, with, I have a job. I've been there for about 2 years now. And it's just, I've always been pretty good at managing my time, you know, putting my schoolwork, obviously my top priority, and then, you know, going doing other things, you know, my hobbies and things like that. So I think just Morningside really like helps me like solidify that and become the best person I can be.
And similar question for the two staff members in the room. You know, what was the biggest challenge you went through while you were in school? And also, how did you work to overcome that challenge?
My biggest challenge, probably time management as well, and maybe procrastination a little bit. It's kind of easy to just slide by sometimes, but you have to realize that like college is a really good opportunity and not to just, because sometimes you want to just do the bare minimum, you know, sometimes you're just not feeling it, but to always be putting your best foot forward, because like you are here for a reason to better your life and your career and make those connections. So just kind of pulling myself out of funks and realizing like the end goal and seeing the bigger picture kind of always helped me.
Yeah, I believe so too. Yeah, time management was probably one of the toughest things there. You know, and I wasn't involved with any extracurricular activities at that time, but I did have a job. I knew I had a very full schedule. I remember waking up early in the morning, go to school, and then right after school, I had to go back home, change, get ready to go to work. And then right after work, sometimes I'd get off work maybe at 10, midnight, and still have to go home and do homework. So it takes a lot of you, you know. It requires hard work and dedication to that as well.
Good to know I wasn't the only procrastinator in college, that's for sure. And kind of going off that, what would be one piece of advice that you'd be giving, that you would give to a first-gen student or somebody who is considering becoming a first-gen student?
Just to use the opportunity, like I just said, and just make the most of your time here, even when it, or wherever you go, even when it feels hard and you don't want to do it and you want to procrastinate and just be lazy, just remember how worth it is. And also just make these the best years of your life, because they're so much fun and you'll miss them when they're gone. So.
Yeah. Work hard. You know, if it's for two, if it's for four, it's for 8 years, whatever amount of time you want to invest in your education, work hard. You're investing in yourself. You'll get the benefits later, and it's completely worth it.
Yeah, definitely just jump at any opportunity that's given to you. I mean, like she said, like make these the best 4 years of your life, because I'm only a sophomore, but it's flying by quick, and before you know it, it's going to be done and you're going to be in the real world working. But the good thing about Morningside is that they give you the values and they prepare you for that, so you feel ready when you do graduate.
Same thing, just really jump at the opportunity, and no one in life owes you anything. You really have to just jump towards it and work hard, and that's the only way you'll be successful.
For each of you, did you do anything in college maybe that you weren't anticipating, whether that's an extracurricular activity or a type of job or something? Did you do anything in college that going into it you weren't anticipating being involved in? And then if so, what was that experience like reaching out and branching out like that?
So I had a lot of different weird jobs and internships while I was here. So my major was business administration with an emphasis in management and a minor in marketing. It's a mouthful. So now I work in marketing, and I have since I graduated. But while I was a student here, I worked at Mercy One Hospital, did some supply chain there. I had a marketing internship at Juny Nylon Cancer Center. So I never thought I was going to be getting any healthcare background, but I got quite a bit actually. I also had an internship at the Tyson Event Center. So my background was pretty broad, which was cool, which made me, I think, pretty hireable. I guess Morningside thought so, because they brought me back. So, So just a bunch of cool jobs I got the chance to do that I probably won't ever get to do again and never really thought that I would do. But Morningside just brought me those opportunities, and they were really cool. So,
like I said, ever since I was little, I wanted to play softball, and Morningside gave me that opportunity, so of course I had to take it. And it's been such a fun ride, and I'm so glad that I get to be with those girls. But another thing that I didn't think I would get involved in is on the cheerleading squad here. Didn't think that would be possible my freshman year as I was injured, but I'm so glad that they took a chance on me. And just being able to branch out with two different sports, I meet so many new people, and like, just being at like football games, you get to know the community and you get to know the parents and just everybody. It's so great to see how well like everyone comes along. So I definitely think that if you are interested in doing something on campus, whether it's a sport or whether it's anything else that we offer, because we have so many clubs and activities. I definitely think you should, just because it gives you that opportunity to meet new people that you think you might not have been friends with otherwise.
Yeah, one of the things that I really appreciate, or that I really value that I did, was get involved with the accounting club there, the college that I was at. And I was really exposed to a lot of different subfields, I guess is what you could call. Also, we had a lot of exposure to some of the local businesses here in town, and I was able to make some connections that way as well.
I haven't really gotten the chance to get involved. I'm a freshman and I commute, but sure. It's really welcoming, all of the clubs and activities, and how eager to, like, I guess, recruit members the staff is, you know. Everyone's really friendly and welcoming, and I just think that really, it makes the Morningside a good place to be at.
And for all of you, having gone to smaller schools, either Morningside or another small school in the area, why did you choose a smaller school over maybe a bigger school in the area to kind of get that college experience?
Yeah, so I came from a very small school. We graduated with only 60 students. And so it was just a very small community that I'm from, and the Morningside campus, definitely, like, when I first came, it felt like home. Like, I liked the small feel of it just because I would get kind of nervous in bigger crowds, so I feel like something like Iowa State or Iowa, for example, that's just too big for me. So just having that smaller school, everybody knows everyone. So you are going to have people there for you all the time, like people who can relate. And so it's really good knowing that no matter what you're going through, someone else is going through the same thing.
Yeah, so growing up, I did everything my sister did to a T, it seemed like. So when I came to college, I was absolutely not about to come to Morningside because that's where she had went. And, well, obviously that did not happen. I was really set on going to Iowa State, but then my sister was involved in choir at Morningside, and I went to a jazz concert, and I loved it, so then I had to come here and be a part of that, too. So I was involved in choir while I was here, and my older sister, Shaylee, was a senior when I was a freshman, so we got 1 year together here, so that was very special. But, yeah, it's just, it is home, and it's great, and, yeah, I literally said that this is the only place I would not come, and this is where I graduated from and work, so that, it's just a great place to be.
I was on that same boat with, you know, not wanting to go to Morningside, but I had my eyes set on UNO or, like, UNL, but since, like, family's such a big part of me, and, you know, I'm from here, I think it was just the best choice to stay here. And, I mean, I really enjoy the small campus, you know, it's nice, everything is within walking distance, you know, you're not breaking a foot to get to the other side of campus, so, yeah.
Do you guys think that going to a small school made being a first-gen student maybe a little bit easier?
Definitely,
yes.
Yeah.
Of course,
yeah. Yeah, that's fair. So I guess next thing is just kind of, what are your dreams for the future? For those of you still in school, you know, what are you hoping to do when you get done with school? I know you've talked a little bit about that already, but and how does your college education help you with that? And for the two faculty members, what are your goals kind of going forward? And how do you hope to use your college education to get there as well?
Like I said, I am majoring in elementary ed right now, and I'm not quite sure where I want to be. I know I want to stay in Iowa and potentially close to home, but just the thought of making a difference in a kid's life, or even if I decide to move up to secondary ed, just being there for those students, because, like I've said, like, I went through it all. Like, I would be able to relate to students, and I just want to be able to help a student if they're struggling, because maybe their home life isn't the best and school may be the best part of their day, like we had mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. So Morningside is just giving me the opportunity to go into schools and, like, get that extra step in my education to, like, see, like, what different teachers do, and to just to find, like, the right best fit for me.
I'm a business major. I think I just want to do the classical climb the corporate ladder.
Mm-hmm.
I think it really, it's nice because it's, like, competitive, which I'm really competitive. And, you know, with Morningside, it really helps with, like, having, like, small classes and professors that really care, you know. They really want you to get out there and network, and it really sets you up for success in the real world. I mean, isn't the, like, job placement percentage, like 90 something.
I think 99%.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It really helps you out.
Mm-hmm. I work here at Morningside, and I work in the business office, and I help out a little bit with the accounting that goes on here. And I believe that here at Morningside, there's a lot of opportunities, not only necessarily for those who are students, but those who are faculty as well. So, I mean, I see myself taking care of my family here, you know, putting my life together here, and I'm really grateful that I have this opportunity here at Morningside.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be back at Morningside and kind of be back learning again. I'm still pretty new in the work world, so just continuing to learn and, yeah.
As we battle a thunderstorm.
Yeah,
here.
As we battle a thunderstorm. But it also is really cool now to be back and not a student, and I like to, like, interact with students and hear their stories and watch them go through what I went through and just share the love of Morningside. So it's been really cool.
What makes college kind of a different experience than maybe you've had in any other level, whether it's high school or even in the real world? What's kind of unique about the college setting, and why do you feel it's important to get involved in that type of setting?
For me, it's the independence. When I was back home, my parents were pretty strict in high school, so I also still had the freedom to go do what I wanted, but they just had to know where I was, what I was doing. But here, I still let them know where I'm going and what I'm doing, but it's like just the fact that I'm on my own and that it's preparing me to be an adult and once I graduate, get my own apartment, have to kind of fend for myself. So being more of just the independence is what the college life is about. So that's what my personal opinion is.
I really agree with the independence part. It helps, you know, with, you know, you don't have a professor telling you, you know, like, I mean, you know, like you have to come to class, you know. It really like enforces, it makes you, you know, proactive, and it makes you want to, you know, do better. And yeah, like I said, I mean, it just really solidifies your work ethic and it makes you want to be better.
Yeah, it's like the first time you're on your own, you're still very, very supported. So like it's kind of scary, but not super scary, because there's a lot of people who could still catch you if you fall. And then once you graduate, I mean, yes, there's still people. You're not screwed once you graduate. but once you graduate, you really kind of are on your own for the first time. And so I think college just really starts to prepare you for that, while at the same time still supporting you while you're here, just getting you ready to kind of go off and be a real adult.
Yeah, and I believe that college really does expose you to adult life. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're still in high school, you know, you're still relying on mom and pops, but at one point, you know, for me at least in college, my parents told me, well, if you want to go to school, you know, great, we'll back you up, but it's up to you now. You have to be able to provide for yourself, take care of yourself, you know, and be strict with yourself, because that's a decision you decided to make. And yeah, and I'm very grateful that my parents were there to help me out during that time as well, but it really does expose you to what an adult life is.
And I had a similar experience as you, where, you know, I moved 2 hours from home to go to school, and, you know, my parents are like, you're on your own now. You know, we'll help you out. If you're completely broke and you don't have enough money to get home, we'll get you a tank of gas. But, you know, you got to get a job. You got to be able to support yourself at the same time. And I do think that, and I don't know if you guys agree with this or not, I do think that being a first-gen student, that college experience, and having parents not having experience, that is a unique situation where you're having to explain to them, well, this is what's going on in my life, and they may not understand that.
Yeah,
I think it is a very unique situation, because other students whose parents went to college understand and can relate and empathize with them, because maybe they did go through similar experiences. But yeah, our parents are like, huh? what are you talking about?
Simple things, like even like doing homework, staying up late and doing homework. My parents never had to deal with that. So not until recently, they decided to go back to school and actually take some ESL classes. And it's not until then when they realized, oh, crap, this is what homework is, you know?
Yeah. What does it mean to each of you to be a first-gen student? It's a hard-hitting question for you.
It means making my family proud and doing better for myself, you know? My parents didn't work the most glamorous jobs. We didn't have the most glamorous house. You know, we didn't have everything. Mm-hmm. But I know that being here and putting hard work will make me get what I want, you know, and be successful.
Yeah. The same thing here as well. Yeah, my parents were in that very similar situation. But being able to go to school, being able to go to college, not only, it wasn't for my, yeah, it was mostly for my benefit, yes, but also to be able to tell them, you know, that, hey, you know, I appreciate everything you've done for me. I appreciate all the hard work you put in for us, for me and my family and my sisters. I'm gonna do something better. I'm gonna take what you gave me and grow from that.
Yeah, exactly. And like with making my parents proud, like I know, like, say I decide that I don't want to do college anymore, that it's not for me, like no matter what, they're gonna be proud of me. But just being that first gen student is about making your parents proud, but it's also your own benefit. And just being able to lay the stepping stones out for my siblings and maybe in the next 20 years, my kids, and like just being there, like the stepping stones. That's what I think is very important, is just showing that my family, like, I can do it. Like, even if you don't believe in me, but I believe in myself. But that's not always the case. Like, my parents are so supportive. Like, no matter what, they will support me from day one until the very last day. So I'm very grateful for that.
For those of you with older siblings that went to college, how much did you lean on them, you know, as first-gen students themselves, to kind of help guide you or help you when you first got to school?
So I spent a lot of time on this campus before I even, when I was still a senior in high school, because my sister was here, and so I just come stay with her and go to the CAF, and so I kind of just snuck my way into some college experiences before I was even supposed to. But just having her here was just so comforting. Obviously, we just talked about how uncomfortable it could have been. Like, our parents don't even really know what we're getting into, so neither do we. So just having her here and knowing that she did it before me was very comforting. And just, yeah, having her alongside me was great.
For me, it was the paperwork, signing up for classes, filling out FAFSA, you know, all that kind of stuff. I had no idea how to do that. So I remember reaching out to my siblings. I'm like, hey, how do I go about filling this out? And little things like even going to the bookstore, purchasing the right books, things like that were ways that my sisters helped me out.
And for myself, and I'm sure, you know, for other, a couple of other you in the room, it's a little different because, you know, you're the first one truly. You don't have that older sibling to lean on. So how did you kind of combat that as being the oldest, the first one in college, not having someone to ask how to fill out paperwork? How did you go about, you know, kind of learning that? And who did you lean on in that sense?
So I have a bunch of older cousins who went to college, and I have one who is at Oakland right now playing baseball. So just knowing that he is also in a sport, battling kind of the same thing that I'm doing, it was really good just to, like, when I'm struggling, text him. And it was just a very good, like, confidence boost when I know that someone in my family is going through the same thing. But when it came to doing, like, paperwork and stuff, I was just kind of on my own, kind of just looked at it, asked family members again that had gone to college, and just kind of knowing that I had older cousins, like I said, go through it already, it was kind of easier just to shoot them a message, and they would respond. They were more than happy to help.
I was really blessed to have really good counselors and really good teachers. You know, they really helped me out with the whole, you know, like, understanding how to apply to college, you know, because obviously, like, as a first gen, you really don't know, like, on the paperwork side of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on the paperwork side of it, I kind of just ate it up, you know? Like, I just sat down and just did it, you know? It's really all you can do.
You're not wrong. I don't have, you know, any more questions for you guys. I'll leave it open if you guys have any final thoughts or anything on first-gen students, what it means, you know, how you got here, that kind of thing.
Just come to college, man.
For sure.
All I can say is, you know, take advantage of all the opportunities you have. Value those who came before you, because they probably didn't have the same opportunities you had, and you know, really, really put in the hard work. It's going to be worth it at the end.
I think the biggest thing that I was told when I was debating coming to college was take the jump. Basically, go to college. If it's not for you, no one is going to be upset with you if you drop out. or if you decide that that's not what's right for you. Because in all honesty, it's what's best for you, not what's best for your parents or what you want or what your dad wants you to do or anything. It is what's best for you. So if you're doubting yourself, take the jump, because you may love it like I ended up loving Morningside.
All right. I think that'll do it for us here. Thank you guys for joining me today. I appreciate it. And best of luck to you guys that got a couple more years of school. And I'm sure I'll see all of you around.
Thank you.
Thank you.